Hi, Craig James with a look at the economic calendar for the coming week. Well, it's that time in the quarter when everything bar the kitchen sink will be thrown at investors, that is, in terms of economic data. It's something we like to call the summer tsunami, with over a dozen indicators to be released over the coming week. The highlight is probably the economic growth or GDP data that it will be released on Wednesday. But because of the lockdowns in the southeast of the nation, it won't be growth that is reported, rather a contraction of the economy. In fact, the fall in output could be as big as 4.3%. Of course, economies in the southeast are all back online now, and that means the September quarter data is largely ancient history. We're actually tipping a 4% lift in the economy in the current December quarter. In terms of other indicators to watch, the surveys of purchasing managers are always timely reads on the economy. Watch for references on prices and labour shortages. And data on home prices is out on Wednesday. Home prices probably rose by around about 1% in the month of November, the slowest monthly growth in a year. And the Reserve Bank Deputy Governor, Guy Debelle, gives a speech on Tuesday. Now, it's also busy overseas. Again, watch for the purchasing manager surveys that are released across the globe. The Federal Reserve Beige Book on Wednesday, that will update on how the regional economies in the US are performing. And there's also a meeting of the OPEC Plus oil producers on Thursday. That's something to watch in terms of energy sector shares. And then there is the all-important US jobs data on Friday. Non-farm payrolls or employment is tipped to rise by 563,000, with the jobless rate down from 4.6% to 4.5%. Wages are rising at a faster rate than in Australia, and they may have risen by 0.4% in November or 5% on the year. Have a great week.